This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, brunch time, lunch time. Tried to sound more optimistic with that intro time. Do what you got to do during a quarantine time. Especially when that quarantine is going to continue for a while time. Whatever time of day it is, boys and girls, it's the right time for the Go Vols 24/7 podcast. Wes Rucker coming to you from Fort Rucker Studio here on a Tuesday afternoon. And I'll say this again at the beginning, guys. It's been warning y'all about this for a few weeks, or mentioning it for a few weeks anyway, but my voice still kind of is terrible. It was never great to begin with, but been dealing with some things the past few weeks, and not a big deal. There are a lot of other people out there who have it way worse, but have not had much of a voice lately, especially. So just wanted to apologize about that from the beginning. Want to tell you what we're going to do with this episode, guys. We're going to do a couple things. The main thing we're going to do is those of us in the local media had a conference call with Tennessee football coach Jeremy Pruitt here just a few days ago. And before that gets too old, I want to go ahead and drop all that in a podcast episode. So that's what we're going to do with today's episode. We're going to drop in here after the break. We're going to get to the break a little bit earlier than usual, and we're going to go straight into that Jeremy Pruitt stuff. So there's a lot of interesting things that are going to come from that, a lot of discussion on sort of what the mindset is right now, where the program is right now, what they can do during the quarantine, what they can't do, things they're trying to figure out about what they can do for workouts, and sort of maybe understanding the proper place football goes in the big picture right now. That's a fair question. It's sports in general, really, not football. So there's a lot of stuff to discuss there. Do want to mention just a couple of things right off the bat. Quick PSA. I meant to do this on one of the other podcast episodes that we've been doing recently. We've been trying to pump out a few more. Obviously, with everything going on right now, people stuck at home during this quarantine and all that stuff. But I wanted to give a quick PSA here, guys. You know, there's a lot of people that deal with this kind of stuff differently. And there's people who have large families. There's people who don't. And some people out there are not as fortunate as the rest of us. So if you got a friend who's kind of sitting around at quarantine, doesn't have much going on, you know, you got, especially if it's a parent or something like that, God goodness, of course you should do that. But give those people a call. Just give them a call. Try to set up a video call with them if you have that capability. Keep those people involved in your lives. This is a difficult thing for all of us. We're all just sitting around here. I'm blessed here. My beautiful wife, and we have a good situation here with us and our puppy, and we get along still. So no fights or anything like that. So we got plenty to do around here. Got a big yard, and I've been filling up. I got two walk-in greenhouses and a third smaller greenhouse. I got pretty much full of some different vegetables and flowers and stuff that I like to do every summer because that's how I roll. But the bottom line here is, guys, there's a lot of people out there who are not as fortunate as a lot of us are. And just, you know what? Don't just think about them. Give them a call. Use this time. Use it to your advantage. Catch up with some friends you haven't spoken to in a while. You know, everything in life is what we make of it. This thing sucks, but I think if we do a little bit more for each other, maybe we have a chance to make this better than it would be otherwise, and maybe we can find some silver lining in all this nastiness. Hopefully, that's the hope anyway. So quick PSA, got that out of the way. A couple other things I wanted to get to quickly. If you haven't seen this yet, there was an NFL team of the all 2010s put out, and two former Tennessee Volunteers were on that. Eric Berry and Cordero Patterson there at return specialist for Patterson at safety, obviously, for Berry. Thought that was pretty interesting. There were some more contenders there, but it's hard to say that those two guys weren't deserving. I think that's pretty obvious. Those were a couple of good picks there. One last thing, in case you hadn't mentioned this or seen this, there's been a couple of these, assuming that the season goes on as expected, which, knock on wood, you know, hopefully it does that. But if it does go on as scheduled, there's been a couple of over-unders put out there for Tennessee football's win total in 2020. Caesars Palace, Race and Sportsbook has Tennessee's over-under on wins at 7.5. DraftKings has Tennessee's over-under set at exactly 7. Again, I'm not really sure how you can set an over-under at an even number. You kind of have to go 0.5 on it, or, you know, there's going to be a lot of push in there. Just put it at a 0.5. It's not that hard, guys. Come on. I'm not claiming that I know more about this than other people do, because I don't, but I know enough to say that you put it at a 0.5. That's all I'm saying. Put it at a 0.5. And for the rest of the SEC East for that going into this season, assuming it happens, Georgia and Florida are at 10 apiece, Tennessee at 7.5, Kentucky at 7, South Carolina at 5.5, Missouri at 5, Vandy at 3. In the West, you got Bama at 10.5, A&M at 9.5, LSU at 9. So they're expecting a dip from the Tigers after losing all those guys to the draft. Auburn with 8.5, Miss State 6.5. Ole Miss 5.5, Arkansas 3.5. Those are the ones according to, I believe, Caesars Palace. Yes, those are the ones according to Caesars Palace Race and Sportsbook for 2020. So we got those couple things out of the way. Did want to mention that we got a ton of stuff going on GoBalls 24/7 right now. We just recently got past another one of our good promotions there with 50% off for the first year. We'll have more specials coming up. And right now, honestly, if you go join the site at a time when there's not like a big special going on, you go ahead and pay the full price, or you, after the 7-day trial, you pay the full price up front, then you get CBS All Access immediately. So there are good and bad things for that. That's $100 annual value that we're just putting in your pocket. So that's a good time to go do that too. But here's what we're going to get to right now, guys. We're going to step away. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to speak with or hear from Tennessee football coach Jeremy Pruitt. A bunch of us in the local media sat down at our various laptops and phones and whatnot here just a few days ago and spoke with Pruitt about some interesting things about football and life and just a whole bunch of other fun stuff. So we're going to go to break quickly. We're going to come back here after we hear from some products and services and in-house ads and all those fun things. We're going to come back and we're going to hear from Jeremy Pruitt. But before that, we are going to pay some bills. Hashtag ad.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Welcome back to the GoBalls 24/7 podcast, brought to you by whatever products and services and in-house ads you may or may not have just heard a moment ago. As always, you're not contractually, morally, ethically, spiritually obligated in any way, shape, or form to listen to those ads, but we appreciate the people who do that. That helps us at CBS Sports, helps us at 24/7 Sports, helps us at GoBalls 24/7, and who knows, it might even help you. We're all just sitting around right now. We need things. Sometimes you need some products, man. You need some services. You need to hear about some other time, some other podcasts that you can listen to kind of fill this time that a lot of us have extra time throughout the day. And again, though, PSA from the first segment, there's a lot of people in your life who would probably love to hear from you. So get a hold of them during this time. Take advantage of this opportunity that we have. But as promised, we're going to get right into this. Going to hear, this is a pretty good long segment here, about, I don't know, 20, somewhere between 27 27, 29 minutes, somewhere around there. We're going to hear from Tennessee football coach Jeremy Pruitt. This is a conference call that he had with a bunch of us reporters just a few days ago. Wanted to go ahead and get this out before it got old. So here, without further ado, is Tennessee football coach Jeremy Pruitt.
Guys, I appreciate you all taking the time today. And first off, I hope you and your family are safe right now. And I know this is unprecedented times, and it's affecting everybody in our entire country. And it's unfortunate right now, but I do think that we need to think about our countrymen that this is affecting, whether it's people that this virus is affecting directly, or you know, our medical personnel, our folks out there that that are without jobs right now. So it's tough times, and it's a time that we've all gotta come together and figure out a way to work together and to help solve this crisis. But with that, I'll take any questions.
All right, please hit the raise your hand function, and I'll go to you. We'll start with Rick.
Hey, Coach, can you hear me?
I got you.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm good. You doing okay, Rick?
Doing well, thanks. So I'm curious, what is life like now in the Pruitt household as you all also try to adjust through these tough times?
Well, we have school every day. You know, with a 4 and a 2 year old, obviously school's a little different. You know, so my wife is, she's taking charge of that. And, I'm handling the extracurricular activities outside. And, so we're trying to do like everybody else out there and provide opportunities for our children to improve academically and at the same time I'm working from home and we've kind of continued doing the things that we would do from the office at this point.
All right, let's go to Teresa, Associated Press.
Hi, Coach. I'm Teresa, and I'm now replacing Steve McGargy, who's now up in Milwaukee at the moment. But when you think of Juwan Jennings and Nigel Warrior, the loss of the pro day for them, how much do you worry? How much might that affect them not having had that chance to, you know, another chance, particularly for Juwan, to show what he could do?
Well, I think these are two guys that over the past year have put a lot of really good play on tape. They're both very consistent. You know, they both were very, very good playmakers for us this past year. They were leaders on our team. And if you look at them over the course of the year, they both continued to improve. I think their best football is way ahead of them. And, you know, I don't think it's going to hurt them. I think teams will look and see how they played on tape. And, you know, that's what they're – if they're going to draft them or bring them into their organization, they're bringing them there to play football. And I think what's on tape over the past year has been really good for both of them.
All right, we'll go to Brent Hubbs.
Coach, you mentioned everybody is dealing with this in some way. What's the balance as the leader of a program with how much football you talk and you do with your current players, and how much of your conversations are more life conversations right now? How much ball are you guys doing with your current players?
Well, we're doing very little. You know, it's the first priority for us is their health and wellness, and not only for them, but their family. The next thing for us is the academic piece, the school part that, you know, everybody across the country is doing now, online classes. So, you know, we still have we have a schedule every day for each individual player when it comes to their classwork and the tutors. And, Joe Scoggins and everybody in our Thornton Center have done an outstanding job, figuring out a way to be successful academically through this process. And our staff has been there daily to help support that. And then obviously this past week, we've been able to do a little bit of football. And I think that's probably more than I thought. It's from a mental standpoint, it's probably been good for these guys to get a little bit of normalcy about them and a chance to communicate about something that they love.
Coach, our next question will be from Gustavo from WUTK. Can we hear you?
Hey, Coach, can you hear me now?
Yes.
I got you, Gustavo.
The season is still, as of right now, scheduled to start in 5 months. So do you expect this season to start on September 5 against Charlotte? Do you expect this date? Or how are you feeling about, if the season is going to be carried out through September, or college football will also be affected, of course, by this virus and, push back? How are you feeling about that?
Well, Gustavo, my first thoughts are with everybody throughout our country. I've said this many times, football is a sport. It's a great game. It's been really good to a lot of us, and it's something that we all love doing. And I know it's tough on everybody that's involved right now, but there's also there's bigger issues out there right now that that are being addressed obviously daily with our government and our people that's associated with the medical field. So whenever that time comes, we'll be ready at Tennessee, but until then, we're going to do everything that we can to support the rules and regulations that our university puts in place, our city puts in place, our state, our federal government, and that's all we can do.
All right, Coach, our next question will be from Luis Fernandez.
Hey, Coach, when all of this started to go down, was there an initial kind of sit-down meeting with the entire coaching staff? How did that go? How did you all hammer out and plan for the team moving forward through all of this?
Well, we leaned on Dr. Chris Klink. The first thing we did was we tried to educate everybody in our organization about the severity of this virus, how it spreads, how to protect yourself, and we did that on two different occasions before we turned them loose for spring break. Not being able to predict the future, what was going to happen. At that time, it was the early stages. I think it was maybe March the 12th. So, and we've adapted, as things have changed across our city, our state, and our country.
All right, Coach, our next question will be from Blake from the New Sentinel.
Hey, Jeremy, you got a new baby girl in your household. Congratulations on that. I was just wondering what that's been like having a daughter in your family, and are you getting extra time that you might not otherwise get, right now if spring practice was going on?
Well, it's something that I've absolutely tried to take as much advantage of it as I can. The opportunity to spend time with her, you don't get these days back. She changes every single day, just growing and developing and, her own little personality. And so it's something that, I'm sure this is my last baby. So I'm really trying to take advantage of it.
Coach, our next question will be from Austin. Will be from Austin Price.
Hey, Coach. Obviously, we've not talked to you since Coach Fitzgerald left for the Giants. I see some of your strength staff trying to lead, you know, the morning workouts and stuff via Twitter with videos and stuff. When you talk to your players, and I know you're saying you're not doing as little football as possible, but when you talk to them, how much do you kind of stress, you know, just staying, you know, somewhat, you know, self-dedicated to making sure they stay in shape during this time?
Well, first of all, with Craig, I mean, it's Craig had an opportunity to take several jobs, and you know, it's something that I've learned a long time ago. If you embrace the job that you have and you do a really good job at it, opportunities present themselves, and opportunity for Craig and his family to get a little closer to home was something that, you know, that he wanted to take advantage of, you know, and we have really good support within, you know, the guys that are on our strength staff right now. They're doing a fantastic job. They're very motivated, and you know, there'll be a time soon that we'll make a move with that position. Just kind of going through, talking to some folks out there and seeing what's the best way that we can make that program better moving forward that fits my vision of where we want this program to be. But these guys are doing an outstanding job, and hey, our players they're motivated. You know, I see videos, they want to send videos every day of things that they're doing. And, you know, they definitely are being creative in ways that they can continue to sustain and improve their strength and their conditioning. They're finding a way.
Coach, our next question will be from Wes Rucker. Wes, you there?
Hey, I'm unmuted now. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. All right, Wes, go ahead.
Wes, you missed your opportunity.
Yeah, no, I need to work on that. I'll go outside and do some push-ups. Jeremy, when you
just walk that little dog you got.
There you go. He's a little dog you got. Big heart. You got a big heart. Jeremy, when you, I know y'all as coaches, you know, you plan for everything you can during, you know, things that could happen in a game, things that could happen in a season. With something like this, is this something you ever could have imagined? And how, as a coach, do you go about kind of thinking about, well, if it comes back in a month, we'll do this. If it comes back in 2 months, we'll do that. How do you go about, you know, thinking about stuff like that?
Well, the I think from my experience, and I really can go back to when I was a high school coach. There's different circumstances for every student athlete. It's hard to predict what's going to happen. You know, especially with this virus, but going back and drawing on my experiences from high school, you know, you get creative, you find a way, you know, whatever the outcome is, whenever we do start back, it's going to be the same for everybody. I think it's something that, you got to think a little bit outside the box and, figure out a way to be efficient, with your time, and understand that, you've got to have a really good teaching progression when it comes to your players. You know, every team's going to be different. Every player is going to be different. Some are going to have lots of experience, and some are going to have absolutely none. But you got to find a way to figure out who the guys are that can help you have success. And that's something that, you know, we talk about every single day as a staff, whether it comes in strength and conditioning, whenever that starts back, recruiting, installs, offense, defense, special teams. So it's something that you know, we don't know when it's going to start back, but it's something that we've got to be ready for whenever it does happen. So we're working on it every single day.
Coach, our next question will go to Jesse. Jesse, you there?
Yeah, I'm there. Appreciate it, Bill. Jeremy, Nick suggested, Nick Saban came out, I guess, yesterday or today and kind of tossed out a hypothetical of perhaps folks will need 14 or teams will need 14 practices, non-contact, just to kind of focus on the install and fundamentals before training camp. From a player safety perspective, just obviously, I know we're talking in a lot of hypotheticals here, but what do you think, how much time do you think guys will need to get ready before teams could actively go into a true training camp?
Well, you can look over the over the years, you know, it's obviously changed. My freshman year I was in college, we didn't report until August the 1st. You know, the following years is, and that's the way it was for a very long time. You reported August 1st, you had 2 or 3 weeks of two-a-days, and then you played, you know, the first Saturday of September. And then over the years, it changed to where guys started reporting during the summer, and you had summer conditioning and things, you know. So we've been doing this a long time, and I'm sure everybody's going to lean first off on, you know, our athletic trainers, our strength and conditioning folks, to figure out the right timeline. You know, I believe in the people that make these decisions, and whatever everybody comes to a decision, what they finalize and say, this is what we're going to do. I think it's going to be important for each staff to have a really good feel, because every kid's not going to be the same. Everyone's conditioning is not going to be the same. So you've got to use good judgment. And just common sense to me as you continue to grow and develop your team whenever this time comes.
All right, Coach, let's go to Eric King with the Sports Animal.
Hey, Jeremy, with the restrictions put on recruiting right now, no in-person, on or off-campus recruiting, how have you and your coaches kind of adapted to that, or maybe changed the way you approach it, or have changed with those restrictions?
Well, there's, you know, when it comes to social media, it gives you a really good opportunity to communicate with this class. Where there's really restrictions is on the next class, because you can't contact them with social media right now or text. So it's tough to get those guys on the phone. It's actually pretty easy to get this next class. So what you have to do, and you have to kind of take the University of Tennessee to them. You know, there's obviously when it comes to recruiting, there's lots of guys that have been on our campus, and then there's some that have not. So we've got to do a really good job of being able for them to get a good feel to what it's like on game day at Tennessee, what it's like in a classroom. Who's the people that's going to be able to kind of help them grow and develop on and off the field throughout their 4 years at Tennessee.
Coach, let's go. We'll go to David Ubbin.
Hey, Jeremy, if you can walk us through, first of all, what does kind of a day look like for you and your staff right now? And you mentioned the training camp. You know how many days you would think you'd need to have before the season started?
Well, just for us, we have a staff meeting every day at 8 o'clock. And it's just to get the day started, we go back over recruiting calls and our players, any issues from the day before. When it comes to school. So we know exactly what they're supposed to get done every day academically, and we follow up and make sure that there's not any issues, because we got guys all over the country, and especially as people start working from home, sometimes there's only one computer in a household. So being able to access that and being able to get what they need to get done. Maybe some guys live in places to their internet service is not as good. So just making sure that we're on top of it. We're proactive, not reactive, in the academic piece. Also the part about rehab. You know, there's several guys that, you know, were not participating in spring ball for whatever reason and where they're at. And some of the guys are still in Knoxville and they're able to do that, but some of them have to do it, you know, whether it's FaceTime or you know, whatever the circumstance is. Some cities are locked down now and they don't have the resources maybe to go get some rehab, but that's something that we've really been working hard to make sure that our guys are going to be well when they come back, whenever that is.
All right, Coach, we'll go to Mike Wilson. Mike, you there?
Yes, sir. Jeremy, also on the recruiting element, if you guys end up being unable to have your summer camps, how does that change the process of building a class and the evaluation process?
I think it's very similar to what's going on in the NFL. So, you know, I don't know how many prospects it is that go to the NFL combine. Some of them work out, some of them don't, some of them do some things and don't do others. So they really probably have to go back, and they have to look at what's on tape. They have to go back and, trust their scouts and the scouting department from their evals to when they saw practices. Very similar to us. We have to gather as much information as we can, so we can move forward and understand, hey, because you have to have a board, you have to say, okay, here's the quarterbacks that we're looking at, here's where they're at, here's the defensive backs, here's the kickers, here's the centers, the tackles, the guards. So we have a plan of how we stack our boards, how we evaluate the things that we're looking for. So we just have to do a really good job to gather the information and make good decisions and trust our evals.
All right, Coach, we got time for a few more here. Let's go to Austin Price. You there?
Hey, Coach. I know we always talk about attrition with the football team or basketball team each year. You know, how do you think that this has affected a kid that maybe wanted to go through spring practice, see where he is on the depth chart, and then make a decision about his future? And then how do you think this has impacted grad transfers that are, you know, out there wanting to take visits and now can't, and really don't have a football home?
Well, it's definitely unusual circumstances. I know for us, we got a team full of guys that want to be here, and I'm excited about that. You know, from a grad transfer standpoint, probably most of these guys at grad transfer, they probably know where they're going before they ever enter the portal. I don't know that, you know, how much of an effect it will have on that. I guess it's something we'll just have to see as we move forward.
All right, Coach, we'll go to Vince.
Coach, you mentioned it a little bit earlier about some guys staying and doing rehab and guys being spread out around the country, but did any of your guys have difficulty either getting back home or any unusual circumstances with any of your players? Because I know a number of those spring coaches talked about, especially with the international players, trying to get them back home was a little bit of a challenge.
No, our guys they got to where they needed to be. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that we check on them daily to make sure, because circumstances are changing throughout our country. So it's another reason we have daily communication with our guys to make sure that just from a health and wellness that them and their family are fine.
All right, Coach, we'll go back to David Ubbin.
Yeah, Jeremy, Alabama has been using Apple Watches to keep track of their guys, just kind of various uses for that. I wonder what your thoughts were on that, or if you guys are doing anything similar with the strike staff.
Well, I'm not very familiar with that. I know what we're doing. And, you know, right now it's you know, you can't mandate anything for your guys to do. But our guys are looking for guidance and instruction and creativity on things that they can do. And that's something that our guys put out every day. And it's something I look every day. There's schools all over the country that are doing it. And it's interesting looking at these things. And I think it probably speaks volumes to our staff and other staffs out there that the creativity that they've come up with in this unusual time.
All right, Coach has time for one more. Anybody? All right, we'll go to Blake.
Hey, Jeremy, we're seeing some athletic departments and coaching staffs, coaches and administrators taking a one-year pay cut to cover some of the lost revenue through this. Have you been approached about that? And I guess if it did come to that, how would you feel about that?
No, I've not been approached about that. It's unusual times right now, and it's affecting everybody in our country. And, you know, I just to start this whole deal, you know, people not being, having an opportunity, to work, and it's things that are really out of our control. And there's definitely, from our standpoint at the University of Tennessee, we're very sensitive, to these situations, which goes back again to why we check in every day with our players, and their families, just to see exactly what their situation is.
All right, Trey, you had one more question, I think, if you want to get it in.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Bill. Jeremy, what kind of communication do you have with Philip Fulmer and also the SEC? Are you guys holding any kind of meetings every other day to discuss potentially what's going on in the conference? And you know, again, the communication with Philip Fulmer about some of the obstacles y'all will have to overcome.
Well, I talk to Coach Fulmer usually daily and some days multiple times. And, you know, as far as throughout the SEC, there's a group of us coaches that that are on a text message. So we share information and you know, hey, we all want the same things, right? We're all pulling for finding a way to find answers for this virus, and you know, and we're all very much aware of what's going on throughout our cities, our state, and our countries, and you know, we're all just hoping to help find a way.
All right, Teresa, this is the last one. I know, Teresa, you had your hand up. So, Teresa, AP, last question.
Coach, real quickly, with this would have been spring practice. How are you and your coaches communicating the playbook with your players? Are you trying to, you know, keep to something of a schedule with the limitations of internet and computer access at this point?
Well, this is the first week that we've been able to do any football. You know, a lot of it for us is health and wellness checks, and we're finding a way to implement some football, you know, on the days that we have those calls. And I think it's good for the players. It's something that they want. You know, it's good for them to stay in contact with each other. It's something that kind of draws everybody to this game, the game of football. It's so team oriented, and it takes everybody to have a successful team. And you know, this is one of those times during spring ball that that's where you're trying to create the identity of your football team. And we don't really have an opportunity to do that per se on the field, but we have a chance to do that in other ways. And that's something that we're working hard to do.
That was Tennessee football coach Jeremy Pruitt, who, as promised, had a lot of interesting things to discuss there. I thought there were a lot of poignant remarks in there. I think, honestly, that Pruitt showed throughout this whole thing that he's more than just a football coach. If anybody thought he was just kind of a traditional old school football coach, I don't think that's the case. I think you can see in there, this is a guy who sees the big picture. This is a guy who kind of understands what this is all about. And I think that's been good to see. It doesn't surprise me necessarily. I think he's got that side to him, but I think that a lot of people out there might not know that. And I hope that they've learned that in the past few weeks, because I think he showed that. So we're going to get to break again. We're going to come back and wrap up and get out of here. But, before we do that, we're going to go pay some bills. Hashtag ad.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together, we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Welcome back to the Go Vols 24/7 podcast, brought to you by whatever products and services and in-house ads you may or may not have heard just a moment ago. As always, you're not morally, ethically, spiritually, contractually obligated in any way, shape, or form to listen to those commercials, but we appreciate the people who do that. Helps us at 24/7 Sports, helps us at CBS Sports, helps us at Go Vols 24/7, and who knows, it might even help you. Wes Rucker here from Fort Rucker Studio, and talking to you about, I don't know, right now we're kind of just wrapping things up, but what you heard just a moment ago was Tennessee football coach Jeremy Pruitt, who had a bunch of interesting things to discuss. And I do want to mention just a couple quick things before we get out of here. First off, we will have probably at least a couple more episodes, podcast episodes to drop this week. We're setting up some series type stuff that'll be fun for the next little bit. We don't know how long this quarantine is going to last, but we've got contingency plans to keep y'all entertained, informed, infotained, I guess you might want to say, over the next little bit. So we're working on that. And again, I just want to apologize again really, really quickly about this. My voice, I've been listening to it recently for these episodes, and it's just still not the same. Don't have a lot of wind. Don't have a lot of oomph in it. It's getting a little better, but been working through this for a little bit. So apologies about that. And just wanted to give you all a heads up about that, and give you all a heads up that we will have a couple more episodes this week. And who knows, if there's some kind of breaking news, obviously we'll have more than that. But we got a couple things planned regardless. So just wanted to say thanks for that, and we will see y'all a little bit later in the week. As always, you can find all of us on social media. I'm Wes Rucker 24/7 on Twitter. Grant Ramey is Grant Ramey on Twitter. Patrick Brown is P Brown 24/7 on Twitter. Ryan Callahan is Ryan Callahan 24/7 on Twitter. And if you just want Tennessee news, nothing else, you can get that at twitter.com/govols247 or facebook.com/govols247. Or if you want to get that delicious East Tennessee Mountain spring water right from the source, just that delicious Smoky Mountain goodness, you can go right to govols247.com. You can get a free trial period right now that we've got going on. If you want to check out the site full time, the quarantine is a great time to go check it out for free for a little bit and then see if you want to commit to it. Most people who do the trials end up staying because, well, selfishly, has nothing to do with me, has everything to do with everybody else, but we have a pretty good product over there, a really good product over there. And we hope that y'all keep coming over and checking it out. We've been blessed throughout this downturn to not be affected too badly, and that's because of y'all. So we appreciate it. We're just Tennessee fans are some of the best in the business. They don't always love us, but they do like the information. They love their Vols, and they're loyal, and they will stick around and read it. So come join that community. Come join us at the Checkerboard, where you can get basically a water cooler conversation 24/7 with me, with the rest of our staff, and with thousands of our members. So go check us out at GoVols247.com, where you can go to the site right now and see all kinds of stuff that we've got planned, that we've had the past few weeks, that we got planned for the next little bit here. Whether this thing lasts another month, 2 months, whatever it is, we will be there to cover it. And if you pay us full price at GoVols247, you get free access in perpetuity to CBS All Access, which is the streaming service from CBS. You got everything they've ever made, every show on demand all the time, no commercials. They get a movie catalog that rotates every month. When live sports come back, there'll be live sports galore there. SEC football, NFL football, got some soccer stuff coming up, some UEFA Champions League when that switches over here in a little bit, back over to CBS Sports. We got all kinds of awesome, awesome, awesome stuff there at CBS All Access. And if you've run out of things on Netflix and Prime Video and everywhere else, we got tons of new stuff there at CBS All Access, and we really think that you will like it. So go do that. And if nothing else, guys, we will see y'all in just 1 day, 2 days tops, but definitely before too long. Definitely have a couple more things planned this week. See ya.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.